Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us here on another one of these episodes. Grateful for you as always. And how's it going, sir?
Glad Good, to see I'm coughing. You here. I'm muting and coughing, trying to cover
I got you right at the right time.
You did.
But what we're going to do today, guys, is, and here's the funny thing, we're still trying to we're trying to figure out what the title is going to be, but for all you listeners out there, it's going to be something related to lead generation and, you know, your follow-up with that. And I'm going to talk a lot about the local businesses, and I like how you put it, Dave, the gap between the owner and the marketing or the communication or lack thereof. I can't remember exactly how you put it, but
The handshake between marketing, marketing getting you in the door, and then sales dropping the ball.
Exactly.
Which is not always sales' fault, but as a marketer, I blame sales. Until they tell me that my lead was junk. Then it's my fault.
So, with that said, I'm going to kick off. I'm gonna share a story that's, this is something that happens all the time, Dave. And then I'm going to kind of just set it up for you and let you take it away from there. But, you know, when we were chatting about this, the thing that this, before we started recording it, the thing about this is it gets me thinking to all the conversations, the countless conversations that I've had with my wife, where she frustratingly yells at me, the marketer, and not realizing it's this handshake. But she's like, I don't understand why these people, you know, they pay to be on the front, and I call them, and I can't get any response. Like, I can't tell you the amount of people. Like, recently, the one that happened recently was we needed a plumber emergency. It's never good, Dave, when water's coming down the ceiling through your electrical, like your light switch. That's never a good thing, you know. And
no.
So we had some sort of a roof in the or leak in the roof somewhere, attic space, and anyway, we called several different plumbers. We found ones that were recommended and whatnot. And we called them and left messages. And I'm talking, again, I know that this was an emergency, but still, like, when they don't call you days later, the one that's on top of that kind of stuff is the one that got the business. But it's just amazing how many times stuff like that happens, Dave, where we'll need like someone to do something to the pool, or we'll need someone to do some electrical work, or we're curious about a quote for flooring or whatever it might be. And I'm talking days, if not weeks, and people still have not called back. And by that time, I mean, most of the time, I don't know about how it is with you guys, but most of the time I'm not waiting more than like half a day to try to get someone to come and do something for me. I mean, I'm trying to get them back sooner than that. So with that said, hopefully that gives you a good lead into some of the stuff that you were talking about. But yeah, it's frustrating.
Well, yeah, and just, I don't know what month it is. In March, our water heater went out the next morning. One of the kids was taking a shower and was like, there's no hot water. And I'm like, you're silly. Let me go downstairs and see. Oh, look, it had sprung a leak and it was just shooting water everywhere. Awesome.
So, never awesome.
Yeah. Yay, awesome. So called the place, you know, and all that fun stuff. Got to deal with it. The mother-in-law was in town. So that the whole, like, we couldn't get anyone out here. And so I kind of shut it down-ish that I thought. Eventually, like the one place I called, because we've used two different companies in the past, and that was our short list, was I called the two companies, tried to get one of them out, or called the one company that we thought we liked the most. They were like, oh, blah, 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 blah. We'll have someone out, you know, in the morning or something. Okay. And then I just kept waiting and waiting, and there was no follow-up. And by noon, I was like, all right, screw this. It was almost noon. And I was like, all right, in between work and breaks, I was like, screw it. Went and dug up the other place we'd called before that we liked. We just didn't like them as much. Called them up and was like, hey, we got a a leaky blah, blah, blah. They're like, okay, we'll get someone out. They had someone out there within a couple hours, and they actually beat the other person, the other company, who had like 12 hours ahead notice.
Wow.
It was like, yeah, 6 or 12 hour notice. And so no callback, no nothing. And eventually they're like, oh, our guy's on the way. And I'm like, okay, well, he's on the way. What's his ETA? Because I've already called someone else and they're going to have someone here in half an hour. Oh, well, they can't get there for 2 hours. All right, bye. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Yep.
And then it's, that's not even like a marketing sales thing, but it's just that the processes and the follow-up. So this all started because on Memorial Day, I needed some landscaping project done, or I wanted a quote. Part of that is, and Matt and I talked about it before, it's like Holly goes through the same thing when she's trying to do stuff, and I'm sure my wife and everyone does this. It's like, okay, well, I want two or three quotes, at least two, to understand, you know, the, of the three companies or the two companies, maybe I can get two of them out here and maybe they'll give me a quote or maybe they'll tell me something just so I can compare. Because it's not something that, you know, certain projects, we don't know what it cost is.
Yeah.
I contacted four, hoping that I could get two, maybe three quotes. Of those four companies, one was a really good follow-up. Like, they clearly had a salesperson. They clearly were on it. Followed up the next day because it was a holiday, so I didn't expect anyone to. But I actually got, like, email notifications, and that was the one thing. The first thing I did is, of the four, how many sent me email notifications saying, hey, we got your form. We're going to have someone contact you. Two of them did. Wow. So two out of the four emailed me and said, hey, we received your contact. Because these were all directly through the website. This wasn't through some sort of third-party aggregator where, you know, they're paying for a lead. This was directly through their website, which I would think would be a warmer lead than someone comparing for from TripAdvisor, Thumbtack or G2 or some sort of, you know, buyer's own or,
right.
You know, any kind of third-party aggregator.
Yeah.
Only two sent me emails. One, two of them called me. One of them was really aggressive. One, like, called and was like, hey, when we can, you know. One of them never did anything. And then like 3 days later called me and was like, hey, we're going to be out in your area. You know, we can come give you that quote, which was also weird.
Yeah.
Like, I hear nothing. And then suddenly you're calling me.
Yeah, that's the thing that happens too every once in a while. Like, they'll call a week later and you're like, I forgot that I even needed you. That project has moved on.
Yeah. It was an emergency. I had flooding in my house. Oh, well, yeah, it says here you was an emergent, like, you know, your water heater broke or your roof was on, you know, on fire. Sorry.
Yeah.
And yeah, so the one came out and did a quote, and it was also interesting because their quote took over an hour. Three guys trying to give me a quote took them over an hour.
Wow.
The other company that was really aggressive, when I say aggressive, I don't mean like in your face aggressive.
Yeah,
they just like called
aggressive.
Me and they simply followed up and they asked if, you know, when was a good time, and they've just been diligent and steady in their follow up. I did it last week and yesterday the guy called me, or no, Tuesday, like 2-3 days ago, the guy followed up like 3 or 4 days later to ask if I had any questions about the quote. You know, letting me know when they're available to work on certain things for my project, when they could fit it in, and like was very organized. The other two, I don't think I ever got emails from. Maybe I got an email from one of them. Might have gone to spam, never a follow up, nothing. But it's interesting, the processes and organization of one versus another versus clearly, you know, either they don't check it or they thought it was a junk. But I gave very specific information about like all of the processes and all of the things that I knew about the size, like what we were trying to do and everything, and just nothing.
You know what this makes me think of? It makes me think of back when we were growing one of the mattress sites that we had, And, you know, we did a lot of custom stuff for RVs, boats, things like that. And one of the things that we learned, Dave, that I think you'll find interesting is, because we had online forms and stuff that people could fill out, tools letting us know exactly what they needed and whatnot, but we learned that if we could either pick up the phone and talk to them when they're calling or give them a call right back, like, you know, like basically we get the message and call it right back within 10, 15 minutes, our close rate was almost 100% on those. And even, you know, from the form, if you could get back from them filling out a form within 30 minutes to an hour, that close rate was upwards of 80-90%. Now, if you let it happen over the weekend or if there was, you know, because it's a small business and we weren't able to man it all the time, you know, the close rate drops significantly to like 10-15%. And so it just goes to show you, like, if you have some process set in place where you can call people back within 30 minutes, within the hour at the very, you know, least, your close rate's going to be much more significant on those. And that's just kind of what we experienced. And obviously, you know, not all things are the same. And, you know, buying a mattress for an RV is not an emergency. So you got to take what I'm saying with a grain of salt and understand that there's some change there. But I've seen that for most with online sales. It's not unique. And most of the people that I talk to, you know, if you have some way of either picking it up right there and taking the sale or calling them right back within the first 5-10 minutes or whatever, your close rate is going to be much higher percentage. And so that's just kind of what I've experienced. So I'm sure that's something that you've seen as well with all of your case studies over the years.
Yep. Well, and yeah, and when I used to work at SurePayroll, payroll service, very competitive. Sometimes we would be getting leads from BuyerZone or some other place, which is, you know, they basically, you go to BuyerZone or some affiliate site that you do or do not realize you're on, and you're like, I want a quote for this service, and then it goes out from anywhere from 3 to 6, sometimes even 7 providers.
Yeah.
If you are not the first one to get them on the phone, you lose.
Yep.
Like, I want to say like 75-80%. That whoever calls them first wins.
Yeah. No, I would almost imagine that number was higher.
This was some 10 years ago, so I don't know if it's as high. And I didn't work on everything that we did on that side, but I'm just guessing that it is insanely high, the likelihood of, you know, based on if they recognize you, the pricing and everything else lines up or it's close enough, they're like, oh yeah, you know, so that's about what I thought I was going to pay. That sounds good.
Yeah. So what would be the advice that you would give? Let's talk specifically about those companies that frustrate you and me, the ones that call back 5 days later after the emergency or that don't get back to us at all. Like what kind of information or what kind of suggestions can we give to them to do better with their, I don't know, with their lead generation process or their follow-up or their handshake, whatever you want to call it?
So I was looking at, I'm going to throw you and me under the bus too. So for Northside Metrics, I was looking at my form. Looking at my form, first name, last name, company name, email address. I ask for phone number, you know, what your budget is, what services, and then I ask a couple other questions.
Okay.
For Avalanche, same type of thing, your website, phone number, email address, and then what services do you want, and then tell us something about the project. From a lead gen standpoint, we all know, hopefully, everyone knows the more questions you ask, the lower the conversion.
Yeah.
That said, the more questions you ask, one, the more real it should be. I mean, people more still qualifiers. Fill out forms for whatever reason for trying to do junky link building, but or just spamming them, trying to, you know, do whatever. But
like, people still do junky link building?
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, one of my forms gets the podcast contact form is spammed like every hour.
Yeah.
I have a junk folder just full of people spamming it with junk.
Makes you want to do a big email list to them sometimes. And to, anyway, that's another topic.
So, I mean, we both ask similar questions, you know,
yeah.
All the contact info, what services do you want? And then there's some open-ended questions. The four forms that I looked at, one of them has name, phone, email, comments. That's it. Not a whole lot of, you know, like what services, where do you live? Like there's nothing for them to pre-qualify you. This other one, name, address, city, state, how did you hear about us, and message. Doesn't really go zoom in on the service, but, you know, at least they know what territory or what salesperson or, you know, where you're located. Another one, name, email, address, what service, other details, which is a little bit more. And then there's another one, completely basic, name, phone, address, message. That's it.
So that's interesting.
And I'm trying to think, and the two that did contact me are the two that actually had the more in-depth forms. I don't remember them contacting me as I'm looking at the forms. And this other one with a really general form, I honestly wasn't sure if it was a reseller or what. But either they don't check their forms or, you know, I don't know. And it's like, why would you put a contact form on your site if you're not going to check it?
Yeah.
Just have a phone number.
Very interesting. Well, so how can Avalanche and Northside Metrics do better then?
I don't know. You know, we could pre-qualify more. We could ask more questions, but we both have what services do you want. I do require that people tell me the goals of their engagement or project. And then I have, you know, some open-ended ones that I don't require them. I could probably require people to put a phone number in and not just an email. Might help me. Yours, I don't know if anything's required or what I have to fill out.
Gotcha.
But it's a nice, clean, big form. All the services that I want, I can just click.
So I think the overall thing, though, is regardless of that or these other ones that you...
You have to follow up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the deal. Like, regardless of any of that, you have to be on top of it. You bring a very good point about, you know, with what you were talking about earlier with those companies. Like, my thought is, like, the service magic or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but basically where...
Change their name.
Well, yeah, where you're... you know, when someone gets a lead from them, it's sent out to 7 different companies. And so if you're not one of the first ones to call back right away, then, you know, you lose. And so if you're paying for that service, if that's something that's taking marketing budget away and you're not really taking advantage of it, that's just money you're throwing away. And so it's like that with anything. Like, are you not checking the leads that you're getting from, again, I'm thinking of like all the different places that these type of service places use, whether it's Angie's List or you know, whatever. Like, if they're not checking and they're not following up, then like that right there, you know, is killing them more than anything.
Yeah, if you're getting leads from LinkedIn and Facebook and Bing and Google Ads and you're doing remarketing and then there's someone that actually goes to your form, look in your analytics. They didn't just randomly go to your website. That said, I did. I found it through Google. But check and look and see of the people filling out the forms directly on your website. You can look at, and I was just looking at this the other day for one of my clients, like, what is the flow for that goal? Are they, like, how many times are they visiting? What channels are they using? You'll be amazed the percentage of people, depending on your industry, it might be multiple visits, especially the bigger purchases. But for smaller ones, I might come through Google or I might come from somewhere and Yelp or wherever and immediately contact you. Do you follow up? Is there a process? And we talk a lot about processes. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to talk about a lot of growing teams and stuff. So that might be a good... This might be actually be a randomly really good segue into that, but didn't even think about that. But I, you know, if you don't have a sales process, or if you're just one person, or you have a small team, have some sort of process or some sort of checks in there so that an email doesn't just go to you if you're on a day off, or if you're on a job site and you're the only person, is there another person that can contact them? You know, don't, because you can't just wait 4 hours until your lunch break or until you're, you know, done with that current client to then call up and go, oh, your water heater broke? Oh, yeah, I can come there in about 4 hours because I have one more job today. Well, I already have someone here. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so you just wasted how much marketing and how much time and, you know, goodwill with someone. Go, okay, well, clearly if I call you or email you or contact you, you're not going to reply quickly.
You know, the ones that, and I don't know if you've had any experience with this, but we have lately, and there's a lot more of these type of places that are, I don't know if we're dealing with like customer service reps or owners or whatnot, but I've been having more success with texting. So a lot of these places are starting to do a lot more texting back and forth. And I don't know, I kind of find that convenient, and it's also, it just seems like it's much quicker.
That's how I got one of the contractors. I filled out a lead because it's up at my condo. So I don't know enough people that were available to help me with like the multitude of things I needed. And I went through one of those third party things, and one of the options is to text back and forth.
Yeah.
And so I ended up hopping off their app and texting with this one person. And then we worked again in the future on, like, I had them over like two more little projects. And every time it was just, I'd just text them and say, hey, what's your availability next week or in the next 2 weeks?
And businesses like, go ahead.
Well, he would just tell me, he's like, this day or that day or that day. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do that day. And here's what it is. And let me know how much. And then he just texts back.
And businesses need to realize, like, give that as an option, because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about how, like, conversations that I've had with my wife, and she'll say stuff like, I love that I could do all that online, or I love that I could just text them and get that done. I hate talking to people. So it's just one of those things, you know. So
And it can even just be a chat on the site.
Yeah.
Like, people sometimes rather just talk to that rather than, you know, digging for the answer or calling someone up. They don't want to get a sales pitch. They don't want, you know, to be put into your funnel of never-ending emails. Yep. They just want an answer.
Yep, that's it.
So
I think the takeaways here, guys, and you can finish when I'm done with any of your takeaways, but I think my takeaways with this for anybody that's doing any kind of online sales or lead gen is the follow-up, like making sure that you're on top of it, making sure that you're one of those first people that calls back, making sure that you're paying attention to those forms that are being filled out. Don't let people, I mean, and if you're in a situation where you're not calling people back for 4 or 5 hours and it's an emergency type call, then figure out how to do better. Like, you may, if you're getting that many calls and you're that backed up, you may need to hire someone part-time to just take that side of it for you. Like, figure out how to make your processes better. And so that's like my takeaway from this, Dave, is just figuring out that whole process and how to make sure that that handshake is complete, so to speak, and that it's taken care of properly.
Yeah, I think my takeaway is the same thing, but along the same lines. Audit, if you're not contacting people, you can't really audit your quality of leads. So, like, if you're getting 10 leads a month from Thumbtack and 10 from Angie's List and 10 from somewhere else, and suddenly you're like, well, we want to grow, or we need to cut budget or whatever. If you're not tracking it and you don't really follow up, you don't know if the 10 leads from either source is good or bad. So what do you cut? Where do you increase? If you're not measuring it, how can you, you know, understand what's working and not working?
Very good. All right, guys. Well, hopefully this gives you a little bit more insight into this whole handshake process with online sales and lead gen and following up with everyone. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to us. And for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltala with Avalanche Media, and we will look forward to having you guys on the next podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all.